Hello, this is Gerard Crispin with Thought for the Day from the Bible. We're looking at the Psalms. We're in Psalm 17 under the title, What to Ask God to Do for Me. Here is Psalm 17, a prayer of David. Hear, O Lord, my righteous plea. Listen to my cry. Give ear to my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. May my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart and examine me at night, though you test me, you will find nothing. I have resolved that my mouth will not sin. As for the deeds of men, by the word of your lips I have kept myself from the ways of the violent. My steps have held to your paths, my feet have not slipped. I call on you, O God, for you will answer me. Give ear to me and hear my prayer. Show the wonder of your great love, you who save by your right hand those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings, from the wicked who assail me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. They close up their callous hearts, and their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked me down. They now surround me with eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They're like a lion hungry for prey, like a great lion crouching in cover. Rise up, O Lord, confront them, bring them down, rescue me from the wicked by your sword. O Lord, by your hand save me from such men, from men of this world whose reward is in this life. You still the hunger of those you cherish. Their sons have plenty, and they store up wealth for their children. And I, in righteousness, shall see your face. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with seeing your likeness. What to ask God to do for me? Verses 1 to 6. David's request to God end with me. Hear me comes first. His plea is righteous, not deceitful. No deceit marks David's words. If you trust in Jesus, God counts you righteous. He treats Jesus' righteousness as yours. He knows that God sees, probes, tests, and examines his life, talk, non-violence, and his walk with him. God knows all about you, too. Verse 7. Then by show me, David asks to see God's great and wonderful love. That love saves, gives refuge, keeps and hides from wicked threats and assaults of wicked enemies who surround and threaten him. Verses 8 to 14. David next asks God, keep me and hide me under God's wings, as chickens hide under a hen's wings. God keeps all who trust in him as the apple of his eye eternally. Jesus tells those in Jerusalem that he longed to hide them as a hen hides her chickens under her wings, but they declined his invitation. Luke 13:34. Jesus bore your sins on the cross. His death will hide you from being judged and punished in hell, if you accept his invitation to repent and trust in him. Cruel and arrogant foes track David, like a hungry lion, to try to catch and kill him. So he next pleads, save me and rescue me to escape from his evil enemies. The three foes of all who trust and follow Jesus are the world, the flesh, and the devil. They oppose Christ and us by promoting sinful thinking and living, wrong desires within us, and by applying satanic power which is at times too subtle or too strong for us. But Jesus, our divine friend, is far stronger and wiser than that evil trio. Always trust and obey Jesus in all problems. David knows God will meet all his earthly needs. Verse 15. David looks forward to waking up in heaven after death, in his God-given righteousness. He will be satisfied to see God's face and be made like him. Today that awaits all sinners who have turned from their sin, known as repentance, and trusted in Jesus personally. It awaits you too, if you trust in Jesus. Well, do you? God bless you.